This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Our Foreign Student Series continues this week with two examples of military colleges in the United States. One is the Virginia Military Institute. VMI is a public four-year military college in Lexington, Virginia. It accepts women as well as men. Its 1,300 students are called cadets. Older cadets teach new arrivals about the honors system at VMI. Cadets risk expulsion if they lie, cheat, or steal, or accept lying, cheating, or stealing by any other cadet. VMI officials say an important part of a college education is learning self-control. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart McInnes is Associate Director of Communications and Marketing at the Virginia Military Institute. He says VMI this year has 23 cadets from countries including Britain, Egypt, Poland, Russia, and Thailand. Most of them are studying engineering. The cost for 1 year at VMI for someone from outside Virginia is about $30,000. Graduates are not required to go into the military, but Colonel McInnes says about 50% do, and 20% make it a career. Another public military college in the South is the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. It also accepts both men and women for its four-year program. The Citadel says it offers a traditional military education to its more than 2,000 students. 38% of its graduates choose to enter the military. This year, the Citadel has 49 students from 24 countries outside the United States. They are mainly studying business and engineering. The Citadel costs about $27,000 for the first year. After that, it drops to about $24,000. You can find links to the VMI and Citadel websites at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find transcripts and audio files of our Foreign Student Series. Next week, learn about the United States Military Academy at West Point. We began our series on studying in the United States in September. So far, we have dealt with the application process, college admissions tests, English language testing, financial aid, and other subjects. In the weeks to come, we will talk more about individual schools and programs. If you have a suggestion for our series, write to special@voanews.com. And please include your name and country. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.